Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
You can handle the truth. A meditation for Wednesday of the sixth week of Easter. From the Gospel of John, chapter 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." Opening prayer. Lord, I come before you humbly and open. I know that I am in your presence. I trust that my well-being matters to you. I love you and worship you in this time of prayer and intimacy with you. Encountering Christ. 1. I have much to tell you. In hindsight, we Easter people know exactly what Christ was alluding to here. How beautiful it was for Jesus to reveal the painful truth of his passion gradually, sharing as much as they could handle at the moment. He does the same with us. According to the law of gradualness, people most often grow in virtue step by step, not all at once. We absorb the truth of the gospel at God's pace, not ours. He knows what is best for us at any given moment, and we can trust that we are as holy and perfect as he desires for us to be, providing we avoid sin, don't cling to attachments, and are faithful to prayer and the sacraments. Are there obstacles within us that keep us from loving Christ? May we, by his grace, detach from whatever holds us back. 2. He will guide you. Pontius Pilate once asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Regardless of what we see or hear around us, for example, boy is girl or murder is healthcare, truth is not democratic. We don't get to vote on it. And we don't get to avoid inconvenient truths because we don't like them. How do we conform our hearts and minds to the truth of the gospel when it doesn't seem to jive with what the world says, or perhaps even with what our own heart wants us to hear? This is where we need to cultivate the virtue of trust. God, who is all goodness, really knows what's best for us. We are called to live in the Spirit, trusting in the Lord with all our heart. The proverb continues, "In all your ways be mindful of him, and he will make straight your paths." In whom do we trust? 3. What is his is ours. The Holy Spirit has everything the Father has, and everything the Spirit has is ours as children of God. The things that are coming include the powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are at work in our lives to this day. Furthermore, things that are coming include our own death and resurrection to eternal life, God willing, about which we still know very little, except for what St. Paul told us. What eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him. How blessed are we to receive truth and gifts of all kinds from the Father, through the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit, who is present in our lives. Conversing with Christ. Lord, you have searched me, and you do know me. You know that I seek your truth, but that I am weak. Please continue to bless me with your healing and forgiveness. Help me to trust in your mercy, your love, and your resurrection power. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will intentionally consider what I may be holding on to that prevents my drawing closer to you. And I will make a firm intention to seek the sacrament of confession, or raise this with the trusted counselor or spiritual director.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.